How do you get a half billion people to vote? You take your time, of course, like 5 weeks. Today marked the last day of that voting period in India's mammoth national elections to choose a country's next prime minister. Opinion polls almost unanimously predict that Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, will emerge the winner. First, we wanted to check in with reporter Ritu Chatterjee in Calcutta on the feelings in the country this final election day. I hear it's very hot there, Ritu, and not very conducive to voting. How hot has it been, and has that deterred any voters?
Not that I know of, Marco. It was a very hot day. I actually arrived in Calcutta this morning hoping to get away from the Delhi heat, but temperatures reached highs of 41 degrees Celsius, so about 106 degrees Fahrenheit. And when I landed, it was about at 8 in the morning, and I was driving through the city to one of the suburbs where my parents live. And people were all out and about, strolling over to the neighborhood polling booth. And so the only person I know who was complaining of the heat was I. Everybody else seemed just focused on the task of voting.
So your mother voted. You posted a photo of her going out to vote. I gather she's always been a dedicated voter, but this year was kind of difficult for her. Why?
She's aging. She's almost 70. And in the last few years, her health has been sort of going down. She has very limited mobility. So when I was talking to her yesterday, she said, oh, you're going to be home by 9:30. Don't worry. I'm going to keep food ready. I'm going to go vote and I'll be back by the time you arrive. And I said, no, don't do that. Just wait till I arrive and we'll go together. And as soon as I had showed up at the house, she was already sort of locking up. She dressed in this nice, lovely sari. And she was like, all right, let's go. Let's get this done.
So age and physical limitations notwithstanding, your mom went out and she cast her ballot. I understand, though, that your aunt and uncle came very close to not voting. Why was that?
So they had four men show up at their house at about 8:45 this morning. And they said, look, don't go out and vote today. There's going to be trouble. And their tone was menacing enough that my uncle and aunt were afraid and they stayed at home. And then she was telling this to a neighbor of hers who went and told somebody else who belongs to the ruling party, which is where these other men were from. And then later in the afternoon, he came and said, oh, don't worry, there was a miscommunication. Those men were supposed to go to another family. They mistakenly came to your house. Just go and vote. It's going to be fine. So they did eventually vote, but there was fear of violence. And in fact, in their town, there was some violence. There were skirmishes between the ruling party right now and the Communist Party, which was in power for 3 decades till a few years ago.
So what is next with this election, Ritu?
In another 4 days, on May 16th, the results are going to be out. So I think it's going to be another 4 days of a lot of speculation. It's exit poll time. Television news is going to get very animated. It's going to be another really sort of tense, anxious 4 days of waiting to see what happens, who wins, who comes to power.
Reporter Ritu Chatterjee speaking with us from Calcutta. We'll check back in the coming days as election results are announced. Ritu, thank you.
Thank you, Marco.